Sharing the stage with Michael Hedges. It's a privilege. And to attack a tune that was written by Frisbee Boom Boom Fuller, known to his friends as Frizz and to his mom and his publisher because of his mom's ideas as Robert. If you've earned the nickname Frizz, I think you can do away with Robert. Posthumously, the name Robert has been planted upon him once again. We're left with the Frizz Fuller oeuvre, though, which includes Quarter of a Man, Take Off Your Romeos, Tiki Torches at Twilight, Groundhog Day on Mars, and this tune called From Pizza Towers to Defeat. It's probably that one. speak to Richard Nixon by that plane in San Bernardino, telling he relied on blush too much. And his smile and say he trusts you. Was he wearing high heel shoes? Was his pardon for your felony crutch a crutch? It's been 5 long years since you robbed the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what finished any of his masterpieces. The inspiration was enough for him, and he would just leave them hanging crystalline in the unfinished air. And it would take somebody like David Lindley to come along and just sort of put an anchor on them so that other people could enjoy them as well. To be Fritz was entirely self-generating, and so it's really because of David Lindley that we have any chance of sharing in that experience.
Thank you.
guitar. You know, something way down there, like 40 hertz. You know what I'd love to hear right now is that solo.
This, I just want to welcome my 1,200 family members that are here. As well as the person you always fear most coming to a concert, your bass mentor, might be here, Jim Sinnott. And I will say that it's great having a mentor. For example, when I used to take lessons, he would say, he actually told me, I practiced more than all of his other students, so I thought that was pretty cool. But there was a caveat in that, for some reason, he said, I learned less than any of them. I'm gonna embarrass him just a little bit more for 1 second. Didn't see him for a decade, but Jim Sinnott ended up on my 40th birthday surprise party. Didn't get to talk to him, so we had to have him come back for a little checkup bass lesson, which was great, with his son Grant, another bass player. And in the middle of the lesson, our talk, he said, I'm gonna get serious for a second. I just wanna say, and you can take this with a grain of salt, he said, that you're really a pretty good musician. He said, you have a good ear, you're creative, you have a positive attitude. Now, if you could just learn how to play the bass, which is what I think is great about having a mentor. I welcome back into my life, Jim Sinnott. And which also has probably nothing or maybe something to do with this song, which I've postponed for 4.5 minutes.
Hearts break.
it's good for you, but let me explain. He's twice the price you've already paid. Restructured and reborn Del Vecchio resonator guitar. And in the course of trying to talk him into this, which he was very graciously, you know, it was easy. I was out at Ian Leona's house one night, and he began to tell me that you would know this guy, but I probably shouldn't mention his name. Who was a really, really hair-raising peeping Tom. He was very, very into this. And he started to talk about him, and Leona said, "Oh, you mean, you know, Bob Smith?" And Chet said, "No, that was our neighbor. That was our friend. It just came by and we'd see him through the window." This was another peeping Tom and a star. And he said, "You know, back then all the hotels were built in a U, and he had a pair of binocular glasses that he would wear, and he'd sit in his window and look across the U at whatever he could find, keeping his hands free and his eyes open." He said he carried a little drill with him, and Chet remembered checking out of some hotel with him somewhere, where they charged this guy, and this was in the, you know, 50s, $375 to replace the door on the wedding, on the honeymoon suite. I like to think of this guy when we're doing this next tune. I think it fits right here. Oh, it's supposed to start somewhere else, isn't it? Thank you. watching the stars up in the sky. House. just gotten married, and I was finding things. It was early on for me, and I was finding things on the guitar that I hadn't run into. And you know, you're sort of overwhelmed with curiosity, and you get a hunch that there's something just around the corner from where you are at that moment. You're on the right sort of street, but you can't. So you'll do something a year after that. I felt a little guilty, but I think that may be partly vanity on my part. I don't think it was that bad or that intense. So this is one of the very first things that I ever wrote. I know Mike likes it, so I feel free to play it here. And I still play it. I can still get off of this thing. Haunted by yourself, you come back and There is kind of a Jacob Marley thing about it, but it's too late now. I better gotta talk amongst yourself.
Let's just talk about Grant Stinnett for a second. He's a real great bass player. Grant. I recently purchased, being a gadget lover, the In Sound Hole Tuner, which you can see maybe if I go like this. Complete with LED lights. It tells me if I'm sharp, and it tells me if I'm in tune, and the flat button is broken. So excuse whatever that would lead to. If I think about it, extra in tuneness.
Since we're in a tuning, it's convenient to play this piece called Cherry County. We wrote it in Nassau after rehearsing for 8 days in Costa Rica on our way to finishing a record. It was, you know, hard. Very grueling. This thing is one of those things that lays around in pieces. And none of them, you think they all have something to do with each other, but clearly they don't. After a year of trying, there's no way that it's going to be. And we started playing this, and it fell apart again. I took a breath, I got bored, and we played it one more time, and it fell in. It's called Cherry County. It's the least populous and largest county in Nebraska. This is my idea of heaven. It's Alfred Hitchcock's idea of happiness was a 360-degree horizon. You know, nothing vulgar like a tree to get in your way. It's Cherry County. I've even gotten a call from Cherry County asking me if I was putting them on. I said, no, you are Camelot. Thank you. listen to a lot of Doc Watson's tune that by Stanley Brothers. Who?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. That he covered. I have a dark place in my heart for Doc Watson.
Leo left this tour to go and hang with Doc Watson, actually. I almost went. And didn't. But I got a full report. The onstage, the backstage, the breakfast eating habits. The stuff you really want to know about a guitar player.
When I met Doc, it was at Zellerbach Auditorium in Berkeley. I was doing the sound check and he walked up behind me somehow and grabbed my low E string and he leaned over to where my ear was at the time and he said, your low E is flat, and you sharp my low E. I thought, not flat? Or was that flat? Because on a guitar, there is some question whether you use the fundamental or one of the overtones to tune with. And Doc apparently likes the overtone. 2 years ago, I think, we were playing a show in New Hampshire. We're backstage and Doc said, the guitar sounds really nice. So I handed it to him and the first thing he did was sharp the low E. He's got a cruel streak in him somewhere.
Leo and I are releasing an album next called The Ill-Tempered Clavier.
Actually, I always start this faster than you do. Why don't you start it since you're...
I left my
talk into a microphone. Cardinal rule number one, do not say one word only and leave it there.
Earplugs when I'm in a car, so in case the airbags go off, I won't go deaf. And Joe, if he doesn't mind me saying so, wears goggles over his glasses in case the airbags go off, and he won't, that way he won't go blind. When we're both in a car at the same time, it gets a little risky.
Thank you.
12,000 miles, no more farewells to bid. And there I was alone, but at least I left the grid. Yes, I did.
Played by a band called, no, it wasn't the Mustangs, they recorded.
That's right. I did not hear a band called the Mustangs recording or playing this tune. Yeah, playing this tune.
I thought it was some other band. But the salient point in my blether here, at least as far as I'm concerned, is that when it happened, Mike was in the swimming pool. He was not yet a bass player. And the bass player was hitting, you know, those notes, and the swimming pool was vibrating with him in it, like an olive.
I dug that.
Mike Gordon.
Plus, the Mustangs is a band that has someone named Leo in the band. On the original recording, way in the background, they say, play Leo. Yeah. Which is why my other band, my bigger band, previous one, used to have that. Even though we had no Leo, which is why when I finally met Leonardo DiCaprio in Dana Giacchetto's New York loft in the Singer Building, I asked him to come to the Garden, the other one, and play a synthesizer solo so we could yell play at Leo, and there would be a real one. And he said yes, he would come, and he did not come. And I have since found an even better Leo.
Become a man, looking very mean.
Tune for you now.
This is another thing that came up next to that paper mill. Bathed in stink and dioxin and marital discord and perpetual regret. I'd like to play it for you sooner or later. This is, I think, the first actual tune I ever wrote. It's changed a lot. Finally got right playing with Mike. Every now and then, I don't know what Mike finds in this thing, because this is... Well, you'll see.
Conveniently, I was conceived the moment the song was conceived.